With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A group of 25 college students from Iraq is visiting Missoula. They arrived on July 10th, just as Iraqi forces were reclaiming the city of Mosul from Islamic State, also known as ISIS. The students are part of an exchange of Iraqi young leaders arranged by the U.S. State Department and University of Montana, with a focus on international peace building. Rachel Kramer spoke with some of the students last week.
We've got college students from many different universities in Iraq. Welcome. So this is an opportunity to just hang out, get to know each other, okay? Have fun and eat a lot of s'mores.
As the sun began to set over UM's campus last Monday, a group of Iraqi college students roasted marshmallows for that classic summertime treat, s'mores. For some of them, it was their first time.
Okay. And then you gotta put a marshmallow on the end.
Not everyone was a fan. A young woman in a maroon hijab and floral top said marshmallows were a little too sweet for her.
My name is Taif Salam.
Taif is a medical student from the University of Babylon. She says one of the highlights from her first week in Montana was visiting Glacier National Park.
It was a beautiful experience. I have never seen such amazing landscapes, except for postcards, of course. We went hiking, which was my first. So it was special. It was really special.
Brandy Roach is with Vermont-based World Learning, the organization that sorted through 8,000 applications to select the 25 Iraqi students visiting Montana this summer. Roach wasn't sure what would happen when, a week after his inauguration, President Trump outlawed citizens of Iraq and six other Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. for 90 days.
There were talks of having the program just in Istanbul or having the program just in Erbil. Like, it still would have happened in some capacity had it not been in the U.S.
That would have been a major hiccup.
Yeah, I mean, one huge part of the program is the mutual understanding, the cultural aspect of coming to the U.S. and seeing things firsthand and not just what you see on television or in the media, and that would have been missing altogether.
Trump lifted the travel ban on Iraqi citizens in March, but the president's order still affects refugees from Iraq. And as the fighting with Islamic State continues, the number of refugees and displaced people is growing. While the students were hiking in the Rattlesnake Recreation Area just outside Missoula on July 10th, U.S.-backed Iraqi forces were reclaiming the city of Mosul after 9 months of urban warfare. Mohammed Jawat is a dentistry student from Samawa, a city southeast of Baghdad.
I brought an Iraqi flag with me and walking around here. Walking around with, hey, we are free again, we are free. And of course, a big thank you for you, the U.S. Army, who helped us a lot for fighting ISIS.
The battle for Mosul is all but over, but pockets of fighting are still occurring and much of the city lies in ruin. In northern Iraq, Kurdish people are pushing for independence.
My name is Karez Zirar. I'm from Kurdistan region in Iraq.
Karez is from the city of Erbil and studying petroleum engineering.
The difference is that their nationality is Arab, our nationality is Kurd. We are Kurd and we have our own language and we have our own culture, our own clothes, our own everything. Even Kurdistan, like, is so beautiful, it's just so similar to Missoula, but Iraq is kind of desert.
Karez and the other students had just returned from a trip to Glacier Waterton International Peace Park.
Like, between two big countries, Canada and United States, is a park. But between Kurdistan and Iraq, which is the same country, is a war. The problem is the unqualified managers, the leaders. There's really many things are complicated and many wrong things are going on.
Karez says an independent Kurdistan would be a step in the right direction. In June, Kurdistan authorities announced plans for a referendum in September.
Each family in Kurdistan has someone killed for this land. So they have to consider this and their blood, so they should vote for yes. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you. Iraq's future is uncertain. But last week, Karez, Mohammed, and Taif were just regular 20-somethings, sitting around a campfire talking about their hike in Glacier National Park. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.